Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you on this Thursday morning. Boy, tomorrow's going to be a big show, man. I mean, it's a football Friday, but more importantly, it is a
baseball Friday.
Yeah. So, James, let me ask you this question. If only one of the teams can win their game this weekend, would you rather the Phillies win game one?
Phillies. Look, I would let the Eagles go 0-4 over the next month for a championship.
Well, that's like, not you what know. I'm asking.
The point is, I will take the Phillies in every single one of these scenarios.
Okay, well, I'm just
saying. Even if it's just one game.
It's only one game. Ree, do you agree with
James
that?
James speaks for me.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm Ree's representative.
John, do you agree with that? If only one of them wins this weekend, like the Phillies would be an 0-1 hole, we're not. These are the tough choices in life.
It's really not.
You think it's Phillies?
Yeah.
In part, because the Eagles are already 4-0, so they got a little leeway.
Yeah, if it were 2-2, maybe it's even then, I'd still say the Phillies, but it'd be a better question.
You know, by the way, we haven't talked much about the conference, but yeah, the Eagles conference is really working in a good way for the Birds right now.
And maybe they could use some ruffled feathers, some more ruffled feathers, a loss to kind of regroup. And remember last year, it took everything almost falling apart, and then the bye week, okay, we're going to deconstruct it and reconstruct it differently thing.
I remember.
Yeah, but they got no running game to go to as their second gear. I mean, it's just not working.
It is really not working.
Last year, you could say, hey, we're going to go to the running game because Saquon's breaking them off.
We shall see what month two looks like.
It should be better enough. It's hard to imagine it'll be worse.
Two. And remember, well, it's not going to be worse. The offensive line is seriously hampered.
Well, how are they going to get healthy in like a couple of weeks?
Well, I think Jason was saying
every year they get better. They get better as a group. They get better as a unit every year. After about a month, that level of play increases a little bit. Maybe it's just the familiarity. Now you got Tyler Steen making calls. Maybe guys now recognize his voice a little bit better. You got him doing the silent count thing. Maybe this is the guys have a better feel for that, coming off the ball a little bit faster. It has taken in previous incarnations of the Eagles when their offensive line has been the world beaters that we know them as.
Yeah.
They've taken a little while to warm up.
All right, well, look, the Eagles obviously on Sunday, Phillies on Saturday. If you don't know, the Phillies matchup, and this is a great one on Saturday. It's not just the Phillies and the Dodgers. It is Christopher Sanchez against Shohei Ohtani. That is something, man.
And Shohei is hitting dongs on offense, and he's pitching well when he's playing.
And I'm guessing their fans don't complain about him leading off. But, you know.
It's amazing.
That's just me.
Just amazing.
All right, let's get to Jim in Morgantown. By the way, we're going to get you some extra Phillies excitement in a moment with things that will be going on down at the ballpark over the next few days. Jim in Morgantown. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Jim.
Hey, just a couple Phillies points. And, guys, I don't want you to kind of take this as a doom and gloom, but over the past 10 games leading up to the playoffs, Dodgers 8-2, Phillies 6-4.
Yep.
Those four losses, those their collective team batting average, super subpar. So my concern is just the recent history of quiet bats. And that's
Jim.
That's,
the bats are the bats are my biggest concern. Period. I trust the clearly the starting pitcher's more, but I'd say I also trust the back end of the bullpen more. So bats are my number one concern. And the bats have been better over the last 100 games than the first 60 games. I mean, that's clear. I mean, Stott picked it up. Marsh picked it up. They removed Rojas. They half removed Castellanos. JT picked it up. So, you know, there's stuff to hold on to there with great hope. But, you know, the past years where the bats get funky is a worry for me.
Yeah, I agree. And Joe, I agree with you that I think whoever comes out of this win on Saturday, on this upcoming series, is the team that's going to win the World Series.
Well, I don't know that. All I said is it's the team that'll definitely be the favorite. We know that just based on the fact the Phillies and the Dodgers are currently the two favorites. But, you know, we shouldn't act like the Brewers are nothing. I mean, they had the best record in baseball. They won 97 games. It's a great accomplishment. But I do think the Phillies and Dodgers are the two best teams.
I agree.
Yeah. Jim, give me an answer, buddy. Give me an actress and two roles.
Amy Adams, Casino, The Fighter.
All right, let me break her down here.
Wait, did he say Casino?
He did.
She's not in Casino.
Casino.
Wow. Yeah, it's a shame.
It's way before her time.
So he could have gone Sharon Stone, Casino, and Basic Instinct.
That would have been a good answer.
Oh, yep. What
Ginger.
Are you doing?
Ginger,
you
Ginger
do
is electric in Casino.
Holy
oh, my
cow.
Goodness.
Yes.
Electric.
That's a great answer.
He misspoke for the Amy Adams one.
So is the other one he said Sharon Stone? I'm getting. What was the other one he said?
No, the other one is Amy Adams, yeah. The Fighter. She's
but
in that. That's a Christian Bale.
Casino,
yeah, I think he just misspoke. He probably
should have gone with Amy Adams in the West Wing.
Arrival, I think, is the best Amy.
All right,
Adams.
Let's welcome in from the Phillies as we get ready not only for the games, but the fun around the games, the stuff outside the ballpark, the stuff inside the ballpark, the celebrities that'll be there, and the maestro of all of it every single October and April through September as well is the director of Fun and Games for the Philadelphia Phillies, who, James, we could use him getting some headphones so he can listen to you guys. If
that
you
would
guys
be
talk.
A good thought, yeah.
All right,
hey, DeRozio.
I thought he was a pro, and he is. He got the headphones. Oh. Mr. John Brazier. John, good morning, buddy.
What's up, fellas? This is an awesome time of the year. I'm looking at Ben Davis right here, so Ben can feel the excitement. I mean, just watching the games on TV, when you don't have the angst, right? Mm-hmm. You can watch all the other games and watch the other teams go through it. And then knowing that Saturday we're going to be like those fans you see on TV.
Yes.
That are clutching their pearls and praying and not closing their eyes.
Yes.
And I'm just telling you, Ben, I don't know about you, but the one moment I can't wait, literally can't wait, Durant. When Durant comes in during the playoffs, it's exciting already during the regular season, but during the playoffs, if we had a roof, that thing would just blow off because it's going to be completely nuts when that tarantula is going across and the flames and the Bat Bunny and then the lights are going out and all the, you know, it's going to be spectacular.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be nuts.
I love it. So, John, tell us what we need to know, what everyone listening needs to know about. Let's start with the outside. When you guys have a home playoff game like Saturday, it's going to be sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. We don't know the time yet. It's dependent on Red Sox-Yanks tonight.
6:08, Red Sox, 6:38, Yankees.
Yeah, so somewhere in the 6 o'clock hour. What's going on outside the ballpark?
Well, first of all, today, fans can see the rally bus, which is going to be... Are you part of the rally bus, Ben?
I'm not part of the bus, but I will be part of the Q&A.
All right, downtown. Well, 11:45, you can see the rally bus at the Comcast Center Plaza. And then 1 o'clock, it's going to be at City Hall. Then it's going to South Jersey. It's going to Pittman, and then it's going to Haddon Township. So we're going to have the Fanatic. We're going to have some announcers. We're going to have some surprises, ball girls, rally towels. That's going to be fun. But then Saturday, again, if it's 6:08 or 6:38, we're going to have the block party with a Ferris wheel, food trucks, a lot of fun. Get out there. The store will be open early, 10 o'clock in the morning. And again, the gates open 2.5 hours before the game starts. Like always, I can't say who's going to throw out the first pitch. Last time, I think it was it 2 years ago? I said it's going to be spectacular, and then you guys are speculating. It made national news somehow because you guys.
I think
are,
we thought it was going to be Charlie.
You
right?
thought it was going to be Taylor Swift. You thought it was going to be Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. And meanwhile, it was Rhys Hoskins, which to me is spectacular.
Nah, you oversold it a little bit.
I did, that's kind of my job. Right?
It was great, though, Rhys. That was great. With the
no, but Charlie had just come back from whatever the latest bout was, and I thought. I mean, I see Rhys. I'm like, well, you didn't just almost die,
right? True. You know? But Rhys was hurt, and Rhys was emotional, right? So I can't tell you, but all I can say, I'll just give you a tiny little bit of hint, and it's not really a hint, but Saturdays is going to be, like, the status is cool, right?
Okay.
Monday is more the cool fact. Like, Monday is going to be the, wow, like it's going to really? Be, to me, I'm more, I think the Saturday one is going to be awesome. This Monday one, I'm really looking forward to.
Okay.
Nice. I like that. Yeah. That's a good little tease right there.
It's a good sell right there. So you got some celebs up your sleeve. Can you announce some celebs that will be in the house for certain games?
I can tell you on Monday, and this is going to be no shocker because he's basically our big celebrity fan.
Miles Teller is going to be back?
Yeah, I feel, you know, the Eagles have, you know, Bradley Cooper and Mike Trout, right? And the Sixers, I feel like they've got, you know, Will Smith back in the day, and they've got Kevin Hart, and they've got some others, right? Flyers have Dave Boreanaz, and the Philly, we've kind of gone, we had Bradley Cooper, but our base main guy is Miles Teller. Mm-hmm. So he's coming Monday, and actually is a celebrity that's kind of on that same status is we're going to have a comedian, Shane Gillis, coming. I think he's coming with Miles on Monday.
Is he a Phillies fan?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big fan.
He's come to a bunch of Phillies games.
He's great.
So, his tires show is outrageous.
Hilarious.
Well, it's funny.
It's funny. We had the kid from the union that the Philly the union signed.
Kevin Sullivan?
Right, at 14 years old. I brought him and his brother to a game. They met, Aaron Judge came over to the kid and said, congratulations on the contract. He met Rob Thompson, Bryce Harper, all these different people. We met Shane Gillis on the way out of batting practice. And we go up top into a suite and I said, hey, who is your favorite guy that you met? Because I'm thinking Bryce Harper, gave him a bat.
Yeah.
You know, he had 15 minutes of Rob Thompson. Aaron Judge, one of the best players in baseball, he said, I think it's that comedian guy. He's got like 2 million Instagram followers. And I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, I'm in a totally different generation right here.
It's all about the Instagram.
It's all about whatever followers.
John, I'll give you $100.
Can you tell him that I am a huge Mechanicsburg
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan of his Mechanicsburg
Shane Gillis.
Self. Yes.
All right.
He's a Mechanicsburg person.
You guys should have Shane Gillis on the show.
We should have Shane. We absolutely should.
We should. Love to.
You should definitely do it. All right. Well, I'll
hook it up, Brace.
He's a big star.
I'll mention something when I see him.
Same place as me and
he's probably a huge John Ritchie fan.
I don't know.
He's definitely a big John Ritchie
fan. Yeah, he's the right age.
He's got to be younger than you, right? So
I think he played football at Trinity High School, which is in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He's 37.
Sure, yeah, okay. So. I'm pretty sure he was a football player.
Yes, he was a teenager when you were playing.
Yeah, guarantee you looked up to John Ritchie.
The Bridge, $100 if you get Will Smith out there.
Will Smith.
$100 to you if you get Will Smith.
Not the catcher from the Dodgers.
No, he'll be there.
He's
the catcher from the Dodgers. Will be there.
So you owe me $100.
He got you. He got you. You owe him $100.
All right, here we go. You didn't let me finish the sentence. To throw out the first pitch.
Will Smith.
Yeah, I mean, he owns the Sixers, apparently. Never shows up to the Sixers. Let's see if the Phillies can do something. Okay. I'm just saying.
If you don't get him, Brazier, I'm going to slap you in the face.
Right.
I mean, Rick.
Scott Fransky did say, like, a couple of years ago, said when Will Smith got a single to right field, he said, yeah, he slapped that ball into right field.
That's great. All right, if Wheeler throws out a first pitch, righty or lefty?
I don't know.
It has to be lefty.
Would it be?
Lefty, 100%.
I mean, I don't know where he is in the rehab. Is he allowed to throw like a ball soft toss?
No way.
Okay, that's why I'm asking.
We don't know. We've never gone through the blood clot thing, Ben.
What do I know?
I mean, there's been one pitcher at blood clots in like the last decade. You know, come on.
You got a bad toenail. You've been in a boot for 3 weeks.
But he's Zach Wheeler, you know?
And Joe Conklin down at fantasy camp had a sore finger, and I went into the trainer's room, and he's sitting on a chair with his finger dipped into the hot tub. I said, Joe, what are you doing right there? I said, you're not allowed to criticize anybody anymore on injuries. Yeah.
That's really how he was treating himself.
Yes. John, the ticket request got to be overwhelming.
Out of control. Yeah. Yes. And if you hear this and you're calling me today, you'll know the answer.
We're going to do life advice right now because we do it every Thursday at this time, but I'm going to do a change up because I'm going to ask a question to John Brazier. Life advice with the Hammer is not sponsored today. So, okay, it doesn't matter. John Brazier, here's the life advice question. What do you do when you get a ticket request from someone? It's like on the borderline. It's not like a definite yes, like it's a major star. It's not a definite no, like it's a major nobody. Someone kind of in the middle. Well, and they come to you and say, Brazier, I need tickets. What do you do?
I gave you a perfect example because one year, I think this is probably during the 08 run, I got a call, I swear, from Eddie Munster.
So Al called you?
What's that?
I said Al called you?
Yeah, right.
What was his name?
Wasn't Al.
What was his name?
Butch Patrick. Oh, Butch Patrick. Right. I get a call from Butch Patrick for playoff tickets, and I think I took care of him just because, I don't know, I felt bad karma. I'm picturing him in the coffin when he was a kid.
So Eddie Munster's a Phillies fan?
I don't know. He was a Phillies fan that time.
What's
Butch doing now?
I don't know. He's looking for tickets. That's what he's doing.
That's great, man.
Does that answer your question? He's the most random celebrity I've had.
What was his hair like?
It was an older version of Eddie Munster. He actually did something with a fanatic, and he asked me, he said, would you like my autograph? Well, what do you say to him when someone says that? I was like, sure. So I have, literally, in my office, next time you guys come to my office, I have a picture of him in the coffin, black
you
and white picture.
You cherish it, man.
In the coffin, and it's, you know, it says, to John, you know, I mean, whatever.
Eddie Munster.
But I don't know if you wrote Eddie Munster or Butch Patrick.
Eddie Munster.
That's wild.
Do you want my autograph and then write to Eddie Munster would be hilarious.
That's wild. All right, well, listen, my man, to your squad, good luck.
And can I take a guess, too, on your question of the day?
Sure.
As James knows, I text him all the time and give him my answers. Mine was, for me, at my age, Bad News Bears was a very seminal movie.
I love
that movie. Mm-hmm. And who didn't have a crutch on Tatum O'Neal back then when you're my age? So Tatum O'Neal and Bad News Bears and also Paper Moon.
Paper Moon is a great movie, by the way. If people haven't watched it, phenomenal movie.
It's not going to win, but
she's great in it.
And for the people out there that think Brazier's a sicko and he's not, I just want to be clear. He was about seven or eight.
Yes, of course.
I just want to be clear because when you make a comment like that, people can misinterpret.
Right.
I'm making sure they know you were super young.
Exactly.
That's why you referenced what you referenced.
I knew the Dead Sea when I was six. So I just entered my seventh decade. So
I'm going to say there are many men Brazier's age who had the exact same experience.
I just want to put that out there. I had thought of that earlier, the Tatum O'Neal answer from back then.
It's not going to win, but I just want to get my love out for Bad News Bears.
Pretty notable. Well, John, good luck to your team, my man.
All right, go Phils.
I mean,
get them, Brace.
Thanks, really.
Delco's finest.
This is an exciting time of the year, man. All right, there he is, John Brazier. 215-592-9494. Let's go from that to A.J. Brown, then right back to the phones, because A.J. said something yesterday about the offense that I thought was pretty interesting. He gave a big picture answer on the offense. Here he is, A.J., yesterday.
Are you confident that this will get fixed offensively?
I'm very optimistic, man. I trust my coaches. You know, I trust Jalen to we can get this thing figured out. We're working towards it. And we see it at times. It's just the inconsistent. It's starting to be consistent, you know. And that's where the frustration comes in at because of, you know, as of last year, you would look back and you see, like, Saquon was on a historic pace. We were running the ball, but we weren't passing the ball too well, right? So now this year, we're struggling a little bit running the ball, and also we're still struggling passing the ball. So it's just like, all right, let's get this thing fixed before we run into a serious team. And now we learn from losing instead of learn from winning, you know. So that's the message.
It's a very reasonable and interesting answer. You know, the inconsistent is starting to become consistent. And they were last year in the passing game, but to his point, boy, they could run. They could really run last year. And to have both the running and the passing struggling this year. I mean, it is borderline miraculous to 4-0, but
it is.
But they are.
But, you know, you look around the rest of the league and you see other teams struggling with similar things. Now, the Baltimore Ravens, their defense can't stop anybody, but they've got Derrick Henry to hand the ball to, and they're not. And they're not successful running
the ball. He also
fumbled
three times this year.
A lot.
True.
That really, right. You know.
But they're not getting the blocking up front either. They've got Lamar injured.
Yeah, well,
also,
now he
by
is,
the way.
Yeah.
They've got all sorts of issues. They've got two losses on the season already. But it's not
three.
It's not
three.
Easy.
They're one and three. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not easy. It's not easy sledding at this point for other teams that are normally pretty established and pretty solid.
This is a lot of talent, though, to be having these issues. I mean, it's not supposed
everywhere
to be like this.
Everywhere you look, there's a lot of talent.
Not
it's
like
the
this.
NFL.
No, absolutely not. There's no
this
way.
This is talent that's playing against us. Look, we're about to play a lesser calendar of talent over the next month.
Well, that's my
that
point.
That first month of talent, that was tougher than what
we're
about
to see
for
the next 4 weeks. Yeah, but I'm not talking defense. Here's my point. The Denver Broncos with Bo Nix and, like, whoever they got. They still got Sutton, Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, Cortland Sutton's there.
All right.
J.K. Dobbins.
Like, whatever
Tony
that.
Tony Franklin.
Yeah, whatever that crew
Marvin
is.
Mims.
Okay, that crew is not supposed to match up with Jalen Hurts.
100%.
Saquon Barkley,
but
A.J.
Mims
Brown.
Marvin Mims doesn't scare you as much as A.J. Brown, are you sure?
Smith.
No.
I mean, come on now.
J.K. Right. Dobbins isn't Saquon Barkley? Are we sure about this?
I kind of liked him.
I do, too. I'm a J.K. Dobbins guy.
All right. Time's yours. And we're coming back on the phone lines with everything going on here. Your chance to react to everything on 94 WIP.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get in on this Thursday's action. All you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scorer bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets, too. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.